In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, our common enemy has seven heads. It means that he attacks us in seven different ways. Gluttony, lust, avarice, anger, sloth, envy, and pride. And no one of us is exempt from the attacks of the evil one. When it's not one vice, it's the other. The devil is always fighting against us, and we should always be fighting against him. And in order to overcome the seven works of darkness, our Lord gave us the seven weapons of light. Against gluttony, he taught us temperance and abstinence. Against lust, he taught us modesty and chastity. Against avarice, he taught us almsgiving and poverty. Against anger, he taught us patience and meekness. Against sloth, he taught us zeal and devotion. Against envy, he taught us self-denial. And against pride, he taught us humility. Humility. I say to you, my brethren, if we had all the other virtues, but we lacked this one, it would be like having none. Because humility is the foundation and the keeper of all virtue. One day the devil told Saint Macarius, "You fast, but I never eat. You keep vigil, but I never sleep. In one thing only, you do beat me: your humility. And it's because of that that I can do nothing against you." So we can practice all the virtues, but if we forget this one, my brethren, we are lost. Because we can be pure as angels, but if we are not humble at the same time, we could end by being numbered among the demons. The demons were angels who turned proud. But what is pride? Pride is an inordinate desire for one's own excellence. One desires to be seen above the others. Now, there are different types of pride, according to what we are proud for. One can be proud because of his material possessions. And this is the danger for those who are rich. To think that they are better than others because they have more money. Another type of pride can rise because of one's natural gifts, corporal or intellectual. In this case, some people may become proud because of their appearance, and they want to be noted by their beauty. Some others become proud because they are bright in mind, and they want everyone to notice it. But there is still a third type of pride that is more dangerous than the other two ones. Because this third type regards spiritual things. And we have to watch very carefully for this one, because it is very sneaky. Very sneaky. We can become proud because of our life of piety, because of our virtues, because of our good works. We are tempted to think that we are better than others, that we are holier than others. I may come to think that I'm better because I prayed three rosaries, while my neighbor only prayed one. Or when I don't eat, I can easily look down at people who are eating and think they are all gluttonous. Or if I help the church, I could come to think that without me, they could do nothing. This is pride. Pride which can be present even when we do good works. So we have to be careful. It doesn't mean that we are to abstain from doing what's good. Of course not. But it means that we are to pay attention to the intention that's moving us. We have to see the reason why we act. Our Lord said, "Be careful not to do your good works before men in order to be seen by them. Otherwise, you shall not receive any reward from God." The problem here is the corruption of intention. When we don't do things for God, but to be seen by men. And we all have to examine ourselves in this regard. If at any time I think that I am better, that I am holier than somebody else, my brethren, this is pride. And we fight pride with humility. And we can see this virtue shining brightly in the life of our Blessed Mother. In her canticle, De Magnificat, Our Lady said that God looked upon her because of her humility. Mary was humble during her entire life, humble exteriorly in the manner she lived, but above all, she was humble interiorly in her heart. She always had a very humble opinion of herself. And although she saw herself full of grace, she never preferred herself to anyone. She never preferred herself to anyone. Let us keep that in mind. Mary never allowed any thought of pride to take root in her heart. She knew that all she had, that all the gifts she received, were a gift from God, and to God was to be all glory. When the Archangel Gabriel came and told her that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Savior, instead of becoming proud, Mary humbled herself profoundly and called herself the servant of the Lord. The angel said, "You are going to be his mother." And she said, "I am his servant." Ecce ancilla Domini. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. And what do we see after the Annunciation? Do we see Mary sitting down, expecting people to come and serve the Mother of the Lord? No. But we see Mary going to visit and to serve Saint Elizabeth. She was the first disciple of our Lord who came to serve and not to be served. But we have to notice her humility also in the fact that she never told anyone about the great words of the angel. She never boasted about anything. If Saint Elizabeth and Saint Joseph learned of her divine maternity, it was by special revelation of God. Mary didn't say a word. So much humility. We have so much to learn from our Blessed Mother. What really matters is not what people may think of us, if it's good or bad. What matters is what we are in the eyes of God. He will be our judge on the last day. So, my brethren, let us imitate the virtues of our Blessed Mother, especially her humility, knowing that it was because of pride that the devil and his angels were expelled from heaven. And it is by humility that we can hope to enter in heaven one day. Because God resists the proud, but gives his grace to the humble. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.